Hello, world, and happy Mother's Day, everyone. I would like to start off tonight's episode with a really cool song that I found earlier this afternoon on musicalley.com, and I'll be right back with you right after that. So I will start it off with a song by Jennifer Delano, and the song is called Amsterdam.
So I spot from my bicycle. I'm looking for a spot for my bicycle. Kiss to me. For a spot for my bicycle.
Thank you.
That was Jennifer Delano with the song Amsterdam. I'm just pulling up a few other songs here to get them ready for your listening pleasure. But once again, happy Mother's Day. It is May 13th, 2012, Sunday night, and you are listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. And I'm Sandra London. Let me give you one more song here, and I will be right back with some perhaps interesting information about Mother's Day that you may not already know, and some news briefs. And I did not mention the one news topic that I started out with at the beginning of the hour last week, which was about AshleyMadison.com. It's kind of interesting, fun, little tidbit to share. I will do that shortly after this next song. So right now I'm going to go ahead and play. I will play Deeper Inside by DJ Crimson Death. And here you go. That was Deeper Inside by DJ Crimson Death. So, as I tend to do quite often when I want to know more about something or just sort of, I don't know, pass the time away, I spend a ridiculous amount of time on Wikipedia. And so, a few hours ago this afternoon, I was looking at Mother's Day to see if there was, like, anything, novel to share with everyone. And I guess one of the things that was sort of interesting to me is that in 1912, Anna Jarvis trademarked the phrases Second Sunday in May and Mother's Day and created the Mother's Day International Association. And she was very specific about the location of the apostrophe. It was to be a singular possessive for each family to honor their mother, not a plural possessive commemorating all mothers in the world. And so that's interesting, I suppose, to me, anyway. And there's also looking at, I guess, how Mother's Day is celebrated in countries all over the world, most notably in France. I guess they called it different things. In the beginning, they mostly celebrated mothers of several children. I'm not quite sure what number constitutes several, but Journée Nationale des Mères de Familles Nombreuses, so a bunch of kids, they celebrated and honored women who gave birth to, you know, quite a few children. But ever since 1941, they've started to do the last Sunday of May for all mothers, no matter how many children they have. So me, I am child-free, but I do have a doggy, and so he's my baby. And so, yay, I can celebrate two countries style. But yeah. Anyway, as far as the Ashley Madison, what a transition right there. AshleyMadison.com, the world's number one liaison dating site. What I was going to share last week that I didn't get around to was that the most represented city amongst members of AshleyMadison.com is, anybody want to guess? Ding, 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 or surprise, or, okay, answer. The answer is Santa Monica. Number two is Sherman Oaks. And I don't remember if it was Santa Monica or Sherman Oaks that had 5 million members, but that doesn't sound quite right for, is that the whole site? Who knows? I'll have to verify total membership amongst Ashley Madison members and lovers. But yeah, I'm like, Southern California, there you go. How about it? Anyway, for the next song that I will play for you this evening, it will be, I will play, how about this? Bella Love with her song, Touch Myself. So check this one out, and I'll be right back with you with even more news, and I'll do a live reading of my latest erotica, so stay tuned. Here you go. Here is Touch Myself by Bella Love.
Like the way I touch myself.
Oh, yeah. Feels so good. Yeah, yeah. Touching yourself is good for your health.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
touching yourself is
That was Touch Myself by Bella Love. That's a pretty funky song, huh? So, yeah, I'll let you know what's going on in my world right here, right now. I'm actually trying to use two computers at once, and I think it's going kind of okay. What do you say? I'll go ahead and give you my call-in number. It is... I can find it. Okay. It is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. And I'm Sandra London. Okay, so I just got a few, like, gifts and stuff over the past few days. And one of them is a gift in the form of a book called, it's called Bonk, and it's about, like, how science meets sex. I'm on this whole, like, sciencey, sexy tip lately. I don't quite know why, but it's fun. The Curious Coupling of Science and Sex, that's what it says on the cover, and it's by best-selling author Mary Roach. I actually read one of her other novels, which is not quite as sexy, but it is compelling. It's called Stiff. It's a stiff that might sound, like, interesting and, like, horny or something, but it's not. It's about the curious lives of cadavers. yeah, I've read that book in very interesting places just to keep me awake, and it definitely did, and I was very happy it was before lunchtime. But it's a great read, and I just sort of was kind of skimming through it just before the witching hour of 8 p.m. tonight, and I found one little excerpt. I think it'll probably be fine if I go ahead and read. Just, it's a small part. Don't worry. It's not, like, all long. And it was, it's in chapter 14 called Monkey Do, The Secret Sway of Hormones, and it's a really small excerpt. I'll go ahead and share it with you here real quick. But yeah, so it goes, in 1973, researchers put a group of students who'd never met in a pitch-dark room for an hour after telling them each would leave each other alone and they would never see one another. In other words, no judgment, no consequences. Meanwhile, an infrared camera was rolling, and 90% of them touched a stranger, 50% hugged someone, and an unspecified number necked, quote-unquote. When the experiment was repeated in a lighted room, no one made physical contact. A boy who admitted to necking with a stranger named Beth said, "We expressed it as showing love to each other. Before it was taken out, we decided to pass our love on." So Lori took her place. "People share strong yearnings to be close to each other," concluded the authors. "However, social norms make it too costly to express these feelings. Perhaps these traditions have outlived their usefulness." Oh, probably not. Quote unquote, that's the end of that part. So yeah, that's more about amorous relations, but seeing as it is Mother's Day evening, go hug your mommy or give her a kiss. She loves you. She wants a hug, I'm sure of it. Or at least call her or something. Yay. Alrighty, so, yeah, I'm going to go ahead. There's another song I'm going to play, and I'll come back with some more news, some updates, and, my story, which I'll be reading a bit later. I published it very early in the morning. Was it this morning? Yesterday morning. Very early. And it's called Slide Through, and it's sort of conceptual, abstract of something I'd sort of been thinking through, but kind of it started out as like a spontaneous sort of like, oh my goodness, be a funny story. And I was actually chatting with one of the owners of Juicy Bunny via Skype when I started to have this sort of like epiphany or something for a story. And so I'll read it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But in the meanwhile, go ahead and check out this cool song. But let me get it ready for you. So let me keep talking for just a few moments. This is Sandra London. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra. And, yeah. This is complicated. sending an email to myself with the music I want to play. Isn't that brilliant? I know there's probably a much easier way about this, but I don't do easy. I do complicated, like 24/7. This is just how I roll. Here's a song. I hope you love it. And it is by Espana J. And it's called The Pianist. Here we go. Wasn't that beautiful? That was such a great song. That was Espana J with the song or yeah, the music, the pianist. So, woohoo. Alrighty, let's see. Okay, keeping up with two screens is much more difficult than I thought it would be, especially while on air. But there we go, and here we are. Yeah, I wanted to share a news brief about legendary car designer and racer who designed the Shelby, Carroll Shelby. He died in Texas at the age of 89, and he died Thursday night in a Dallas hospital and was one of the nation's longest living heart transplant recipients, having received a heart on June 7th, 1990, from a 34-year-old man who died of an aneurysm. And he developed, like, literally hundreds of cars. I was actually looking at really cool cars this afternoon when I was hanging out, like, on my patio. Looking at the latest, like, there's a 2013 Mustang GT Shelby. That's unbelievable. It's awesome. The picture I saw was of a dark blue one. I'm imagining a really cool one with, like, brown with white stripes, or white, like a bronzy brown, or a black one with white stripes. Excuse me. So I think maybe, if I can, my next vehicle might be a Shelby, or if not, then just a Mustang or Camaro. All of you familiar with my car, like, car passions, car fantasies know I love Camaros, Mustangs, C4, BMWs, these kind of things. Yeah, so if anybody just wants to give me one, you know, you're more than welcome to do so. But yeah, otherwise, yeah, those are my dream cars right now, and they're beautiful. Anyway, so amongst the lovely bevy of delightful gifts I received recently, one was a book of erotic poems by E.E. Cummings, and I feel really bad because I've heard, you know, the author name E.E. Cummings, like, tons and tons of times, but it never really registered beyond that so much. Just like, okay, that's cool, that's interesting, but I have, like, a little booklet of some of his erotic poems. I have not had a chance to look through long enough to see which one I would most like to read on air, so I'll hold off on that for a little bit for now, but I will do so in a future episode. And yeah, what else? Oh, so yeah, back to that car thing. Yeah, so if you want to check out a lot of the latest supercars, awesome, like, vehicles and all that, you can check out the supercars.org and fall in love, just like I did, with some really nice, tasty vehicles. So, let's go ahead and put another song for you, and I will be right back. Oh, you know what? I'll try to remember to do this before the end of the hour, but I wanted to read another one of those naughty nursery rhymes, and I wanted to practice, like, my accents a bit more, so I may read one of them with a British accent, but I gotta find it and pull it up. But I do have my latest story ready to go, and I will be reading that one for sure, like, probably within the next few minutes here. But let me go ahead and give you, one of my favorite songs ever lately, Black Metal Rose by the Fierce Creatures. There you go.
Thank you.
Black Metal Rose by Fierce Creatures. And I'm trying to keep this one little fierce creature critter, like, busy enough to not eat all my paperwork right here. But yeah, okay. Oh, one more song, and I promise I'll be reading to you my latest story, Slide Through, Dusty and the Nooner. But yeah, let me give you one more song, please. And that song will be Second Mouse, called Animal Instinct. Excuse me, Jesus. It's Animal Instinct by Second Mouse. Here you go. Excuse the blasphemy. I'm sorry. Pardon me. Here we go. Animal Instinct by Second Mouse. And that was found on musicalley.com. So I'll go ahead and do my live reading of my latest erotic short story, Slide Through, Dusty and the Nooner, Part 1. Ding, ding, ding. Yes, sir, yes, sir. What's for lunch this time? Dustin muses wryly as he bids a brief farewell to his colleagues. Dusty's got 69 minutes to spare, and he wants to use them, therapeutically. He peels off from his office building in giddy anticipation due to all the buzz surrounding the comfort station's latest super combo. As he descends upon his favorite booby bar, Dusty commands his trusted companion Leo, the Italian stallion, to slow down as he approaches the slide-through menu. Slide through, you lovable loser, you. Welcome to the comfort station. A lovely, saucily exotic voice greets him perfunctorily at the cam prompter. You must now insert your proof of assets if you wish to proceed. The outsourced voice continues in a warm, enticing, familiar yet bitchy tone that never fails to incite a raging semi and seal the deal. Dusty dutifully divulges his worth number and smiles as he watches the cam menu before him light up in validation. Welcome back to the comfort station, Dustin. It's me, Francesca, your special needs assistant. How may I fuck you over today? Hello, my darling Chessie. I've been very, very bad lately. I need a good sound fucking in more ways than one. Got any specials? Well, you're in luck. We've got a special, all right. The comfort station has just introduced the new Coco Taco with Booby Supreme, Chessie sings airily. Who's in it? Well, you're already quite familiar with Coco. Quite familiar. However, now she's available in an H cup for a limited time only. Coco also comes complete with a complimentary video game, a hearty meal, and even a free sex toy. Oh, and who's the toy? Sabrina. I'll take her. Or, wait, what does she look? Perfect. Now, just proceed to Window Girl 6, and Brisa will give you the key code to treatment room 120. Be sure to tie up your stallion Leo a bit better this time around, yeah? Chessie continues. When you get to the lobby, remember to slide your worth number through Coco's new H cups twice to authorize your treatment. Awesome. You're incredible, Chessie. Don't forget, section 251673E41EQ of the penis code affirms that you, as a receiver, must never look any of your caretakers directly in the eyes. Is that clear? Clear as a cupcake, Dustin snorts cheerfully. Was that a funny? Chessie frowns. Dustin blushes. That's extra. Chessie barks prettily, and a red flashing light begins to blink. Aw, man. Dustin apologizes as he reaches for his wallet beneath Leo's saddle. I'm sorry, Chessie. Here's another slide through, just for you. No refunds, she quips, smiles, and disconnects. The end. So that was part one of Slide Through, called Dustin and the Nooner. So, yeah, I hope you liked that. You can feel free to share your comments by giving a call or emailing me or something, leaving a message on my site, liveandgrindinla.com. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. And, I will give you Blood by Assimilation, and I'll be right back with more fun time and maybe a bit more news and a little bit more music. Hope you're having a good time and enjoying this Mother's Day musical. Here's Blood by Assimilation.
Yeah.
That was the song Blood by Assimilation. Their music is available on NakedGirlsRadio.com. And, yeah, ooh. Okay, so I was looking on KTLA for some interesting local news for my Los Angelinos. But one of the first things that I saw that was kind of interesting, sorry, I kind of overrode that for a minute, is there's a New Jersey city that is going to crack down on texting while walking. Fort Lee, New Jersey has said that they're sick of it, or at least their city officials are sick of it. But they have claimed that there's a rise in pedestrian-involved accidents, 23 of them, no less, since the beginning of the year. So they're cracking down. You got to sit while you talk or type, but not in a car. Sit down somewhere and text. or just stay home and text. But then what do you need a cell phone for? Seizure or laptop? It's just complicated. Anyways, so confusing. But, okay, so after that, there is something local to Los Angelinos, a bit more so. Governor Brown has announced that the state budget deficit has grown to $16 billion. Ooh, I feel like I should do that like Austin Powers. Put my pinky to my lips. Okay, I say, $16 billion, hey? Alrighty. Alright, maybe I shouldn't make fun. I won't say anything about what was it, Chase Bank? I won't even make a joke. You make your own. But anyways, we have a $16 billion deficit, and it's only going to get worse. Trust me, I know these things. And unrelated news, there have been like a bunch of like town hall meetings about the whole mandatory condom ordinance and studios and like there's been fines, there's been all these crazy things. So I don't know the up-to-the-minute latest update on that, but I'm sure that is going to only help our budget deficit right about now, wouldn't you say? Anyway, enough of that. I'm going to go ahead and play. Where'd it go? Ooh, yes. Let me find it here. It's another electronica song. I'm in an electronica mood today, in case you haven't noticed. But, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play it as soon as I can bring it up. I just had it here a minute ago, so I'm sure I can find it again. But it's called, by a group called 16 Ambianceurs, and the song is called The Source of My Blood, but I can't find the sources where the song actually exists right now, but I will find it for you. So, how is your Sunday going? Let me know. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. And for anybody just tuning in, you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London. So let me get that song for you. It's really cute. Coming soon. There we go. All right. 16, or says, Ambiance, the source of my blood. Here we go. the source of my blood. And I'm going to close out tonight's episode with a song that's very apropos of my live reading this evening. It's a song called A Dusty Finish by the artist Guitar B from musicalley.com. You can continue to listen after this broadcast to even more Playtime with Sandra Radio by going to nakedgirlsradio.com, where you'll get a lot more of the hottest independent music, sexy, steamy erotica, and Playtime. With me, your hostess, Sandra London. Here's the song, taking you out. Happy Mother's Day. Hope you enjoyed the musical and this last song. Hope you will enjoy it anyway. Have a good evening. Bonsoir. Et passez beau rêve. Good night. Naked Girls Radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.